You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio. And if you're still looking for gifts to give your animals or your pet-loving friends, Judy will have her list coming up in just a couple of minutes here with another two gifts as she does her countdown. And we have giveaways of these gifts.
Yeah, I have something for the cats and something for the dogs.
And if you're thinking about a capybara, you're saying, what is that? It is an oversized rodent.
As a pet, you mean?
As a pet.
Whoa.
But when you say oversized, it doesn't, I mean, because they get to like 120 pounds?
It looks like...
It's enormous. I mean, my dogs aren't that big.
It looks like a guinea pig.
Guinea pig, like a really large guinea pig.
Yeah, like 100 times bigger than a normal guinea pig. 120 times bigger.
We're going to talk to a lady who owns one, or the perhaps it owns her. We'll find out in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. What are you working on over there, Lori?
Well, it's the holiday time of year. People have their decorations up and everything, and there's so much that goes with the holidays. So, you know, take a look around your house. We'll be talking about how these things affect your pets. Oh, those bubble lights that you might have up. Mistletoe. What to do if your pet is drinking your Christmas tree's water. And poinsettias. You know, there's been something said about them for years, and I can almost guarantee that we're going to give you some news that contradicts what you've been thinking all this time.
Oh, the poor poinsettia is so misunderstood.
It is.
It really is. You know what? Every year, Dr. Debbie comes in after Christmas, and she tells us a story about that tinsel and how somebody who had tinsel on the trees. I'm glad to see it's less and less popular than it used to be, but tinsel is one of the biggest offenders for dogs and cats. They get a little of that in their system, and it acts like a string.
You know, it's worse for the cats because it's shiny and it moves, and the cats want to attack it, and they end up ingesting it, and it can actually tie off and block their intestines.
Stay away from it.
Do you want to do that real quick? We've got to cover the tickling rats.
The tickling rats?
Did you see that on the
my
news?
God.
No.
Kate fell apart when she saw that last night.
I was going to, like, email it to you guys, and I was like, oh, I was traveling and I couldn't
I didn't
remember
see her.
Well, please
that.
Tell me. Please tell me.
They're actually tickling rats and studying their response, and they were giggling, you know, doing the equivalent of a rat giggle.
Is that like torture?
No, they would actually go back to the fake hand that was tickling them
for more
and like for more play, and then they do this kind of playful bounce. I think it's called a Freudsprung, and it's a kind of a, you know, joyous kind of play activity that they do. So they knew that they weren't just, you know, fighting or doing something, you know, annoyed. They weren't annoyed by the tickling. They engaged and wanted more of it.
Does that mean that rats are ticklish then, I guess?
Yes, rats are ticklish, and I guess they're trying to solve those mysteries like why you can't tickle yourself and different situations than where tickling doesn't, you know, doesn't work. So like if a rat or a person, say, is stressed or fearful of a situation, they don't respond in the normal way to tickle. You know, it just doesn't have that same effect. So they're looking at the stress effect on tickling.
Okay. So if you have a rat, go tickle them. I had a rat as a kid. If I had known it was ticklish, I would have tickled it all the time. But you didn't like being tickled, Judy. You thought you were going to throw up when your dad would tickle you, right?
I thought that was you.
Oh, I guess that was me.
Yeah.
I was the one who actually, I would pee my pants when my when my family members would tickle my feet. I just lost control. Yeah.
The truth comes out.
I love the honesty here.
Yes.
Hello, Animal Radians. It's Robert Semro, your Pet World Insider, here with this week's Animal Radio List, 5 Reasons Mutts Are the Best. We just celebrated National Mutt Day, and for those of you who aren't aware of what a mutt is, it's a dog that's mixed between two or more breeds of dogs. And I know that some of you out there may be saying, well, Rob, isn't that what most dogs are at this point? Well, yes and no. Certainly, we have seen a lot of mixed breeding and breeding in the wild that has greatly increased the mutt population. Still, I know my AKC loyalists are out there screaming at the radio that purebreeds are certainly not mutts, Robert. And I'll concur. So you can stop yelling at the radio and just listen to why mutts are the best. To begin with, mutts are awesome because they're unique. Each one has something different and unique about them. It may be their coloring, their physical traits, their behavioral tendencies, or something as simple as they look like this breed but are actually more of that breed. Mutts are everywhere, and each one brings something different to their family. Their looks are also something that makes most of us stop and say, ooh, what kind of dog is that? Or, he's so cute, she's so adorable, or I have never seen a dog like that. What kind of breed is that? Only to be told that it's a mix of this and that and a little bit of so-and-so and probably, or I love hearing this these days. I don't know because we rescued the dog, but they think this. You know, one of the fun things to do these days is to do a DNA test on your dog to see what breeds they're made up of. I did that, and while I must admit I was surprised and even a bit skeptical of some of the results, there was information in the results that made me go, ah, that's where that habit or look comes from. Mixed breeds often have a blending, or in many cases, a calming of their two main traits. So quite often, you'll see a mutt and be surprised that even though it looks like a purebred this or that, it acts differently. It's not surprising when you think of the mixing that is being done with the popular trend these days of designer dogs. These dogs are being intentionally bred to mix and highlight certain desirable traits together to create a designer breed or a designer mutt. Speaking of designer breeds, mutts also don't carry the upfront price tag that a purebred does. In fact, the shelters are full of incredible mixed breed mutts just waiting to prove to you that a mutt is the best you can get. Which brings me to the fact that a mutt is what most of us are. Thus, we're perfect for each other. When I asked about my heritage and background, it sounded like what I've heard when describing mutts. We're a little bit of this, mixed with a lot of that, and topped off with just the right amount of, that's right, I'm a mutt and I'm proud of it. If you're looking for a dog that can adapt and be the best of many things, a mutt may certainly be the answer for you. Share your mutt stories on our Animal Radio Facebook page.
This is Animal Radio.